If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The Volume.
It's Jenkins and Jones, presented by FanDuel. Football season is here, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. FanDuel always has exclusive offers. When you win, you'll get paid fast, and FanDuel has lots of ways to play the spread, like play the spread, Moneyline, over-unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. Combine multiple bets from the same game in a same-game parlay and try out Same Game Parlay Plus. Use promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, and download the FanDuel app today to make every moment more this football season. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Thursday, September 29th, and we've got a bunch of fun stuff to talk about today. NBA Media Day wrap-up, talking about Rihanna at the Super Bowl, talking about how corny is too corny for Russell Wilson, and a variety of other good topics. We'll also do our House of Dragons recap. As always, Jenkins and Jones hosted by two of my best friends in the universe, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John. A.K.A. Dr. Dickenstein.
Dr. Dickenstein. Let's make it spicy this morning, baby. You know what I mean? Switch it up. You know what I mean?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. Have a good.
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And before
Mike
we get
Jeezy.
To the show. Mike Jeezy.
I see you. Jeezy. Go ahead.
We've got inclusive throwback nicknames every now and then.
Right.
Before we get to the show, I have got to talk about our next partner who has a product that I literally use every day. I started taking AG1 from Athletic Greens for the reason a lot of people do, getting older, metabolism slowing down a little bit, and didn't want to be rolling around here as a big fatso, you know, still like to be able to get up and play with the kids and embarrass myself playing basketball, embarrass some of the other baseball dads playing basketball like I did last night, and you know, I didn't have time to be taking a million supplements. I wanted better gut health and more energy. I wanted to optimize my immune system. Now I've been on AG1 for several months, and I love it. It doesn't taste like it's super healthy. It has a mild tropical taste that I actually look forward to each morning. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. I take mine every morning right when I get up just to kind of start my day off. And like I said, it's been helping me a lot with my energy and digestion. I think it tastes delicious. I recommended it to all my family and friends. And I bring it with me when I travel. It's also lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. AG1 is a small micro-habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take care of yourself. And it costs less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit, and it's cheaper than getting all of the different supplements yourself. You're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/JJ. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/JJ to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Has anybody ever told you your face is perfectly symmetrical?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Like, bro, you have a
I do not have a
head.
Perfectly symmetrical
If I was
face.
To, if not, well, I'm, well, what I'm looking at right now, if I was to draw a circle, it would fit perfectly in. It's crazy.
Char has a perfectly round head. I do have fat cheeks, but I do not have a symmetrical face.
Maybe the hat balances it out. Maybe, you know what I mean? But it looks extremely symmetrical, like a drawing, bro. Congratulations. That's hard, bro.
We're on a new video software for everyone listening, if you're wondering why we're taking a good hard look at each other's faces. So when I was reversed, it didn't look like I had a symmetrical face, and now it does. That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying, hey, bro, congratulations. Kids love faces that are symmetrical. That's a sign of a handsome man. I just want to let you know.
All right. Let's start off with a little NBA Media Day grab bag. As always, you put the characters of the NBA in front of the cameras all on the same day. You're going to get a bunch of different comedy, and we did. My favorite line of the day for sure was Markieff Morris being asked about, like, basically, is it awkward for Kevin Durant to come back after, you know, having requested a trade and not getting it? And he said, "Yeah, you know, I broke up with my wife a couple of times. The shit works. We're still married."
I don't know if I can say that's the exact same parallel here. You know what I mean? Like how many motherfucking Markieff to tell us that, you know, divorce lawyers and all that were contacted? Because that's basically what you do when you tell your agent to tell them that you want out. You know what I mean? Like, that would be the fucking parallel there. So I don't know. I did see Steve Nash say that whole bullshit. Hey, we're family. Families have disagreements. You know, about fucking KD wanting them out, and I was like, bro. I don't know if that's family shit either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker saying, yo, you got to go. Like, bro, I don't know, man. My family don't move like that.
If there are millions of dollars involved with you being there, it's not family. I hate that fucking family shit. If there's fucking $10 involved in you being there, it's not fucking family, all right? But I do, I mean, Markieff Morris, like, it's not the, it's not a one-to-one comparison, but it's funny and it's interesting. And I wish he would have expounded on what these issues were that caused him to go. That's just funny to say, I broke up with my wife a few times. You throwing your real family business out here to protect the fake family business, you know, that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, bro, I love Media Day for shit like that, you know?
Like, did he and his wife break up because she requested a better husband? You know, she wanted a more competitive husband, you know, like, or was it like y'all were just sick of each other's shit a little bit? You took a little time apart and realized, oh, we're better together than we are apart. Like, that's what happens in, as you said, the real family. You don't go, you know, I'm sick of you talking about the about not wanting to take the vaccine. I really wanted a wife who was going to be on the court with me all 82 games.
Hey, man, I don't know. If Rother was an anti-vax motherfucker, we might have to have that conversation, dog. For real, dog.
You know I don't think mean? 41 versus Anti-mask. 82 games would have come up during the conversation, but I
not
feel
42
you.
Games, but hey, we have to think about some shit, dog. You feel me? If she out here naked in the face in the middle of a raging pandemic, bro. Oh no.
I just love the idea. Like, what's the marriage equivalent of winning a championship? You know, it's like it was so much easier winning championships with the Warriors. I don't know if you're the right fit for me.
What's wild is, you know what feels like you won a championship? When you come home and ain't nobody here. Bro, I remember my homie Adrian came home one day and was nobody there and he was celebrating like a motherfucker. This is when I was single. And I'm like, why you like, bro, like, nigga, that's me every day, right? Turn music up, lit the joint. You know what I'm saying? Hella happy. Wife pulls up, you know, with the kid like 5 minutes later and he's like, I'm going to call you back, man. He didn't even want to stay on the phone. I feel you, my boy. When you got that house yourself, that's like one of the tip. Yeah, you get it about every 3-4 years. I ain't had it yet, nigga. So
I
had it for like 8 seconds once and I was like, right, for the 8 seconds, I was extremely excited. I haven't had a full hour yet, though, right?
He's popping
right.
bottles.
Right. That Andre, because that's all a nigga can afford right now. Some of you whooping these pockets ass, dog.
I've got, and obviously, look, obviously, my favorite thing is spending time with my family. But,
for sure.
And I'll throw that but in there. Shar does take the kids now that the pandemic is mostly over. She takes the kids to San Francisco the first weekend in October every year for a music festival. They do at Golden Gate Park up there. So this weekend is they're leaving for San Francisco Friday morning. I got to work Friday, Saturday, so I don't go. They're leaving Friday morning. They come back Monday night. I got four straight days.
What's going to be fire is that first day, probably maybe the first 2 days. I like after yeah. like 2 days of being away,
agreed.
I'm like ready to cry, bro. Like, right. I want to go home. I just want to go home. So I'm super excited about the opportunity to have my own time at some point.
I'm excited about it ahead of time. And right, on Friday, right. Friday about 3 o'clock, I'll be like, hey, put the kids on FaceTime.
Right. This shit weak. where my baby girl at? Fuck you mean, you know what I mean?
All right, let's do the other fun thing that happens at every NBA media day, which is everyone turns into Weight Watchers, which is funny because they try and gauge it as like basketball analysis, but really it's just like, oh, the fat dude is skinnier. Zion looks great, though.
He looks handsome.
Yes.
That motherfucker svelte, you know, about a body and face, nigga. Yeah. That, you know what I'm saying? Look, you see them cheekbones and jawline, nigga. I'm like, I ain't never seen that. He looked like a grown, handsome man, dog. He like he lost 10 years. Because you know he had that old man face. That like the mechanic face. Where, you know, he look his age. He look young and handsome, bro. Happy for that man. Happy for that man. You know what I mean? Good for him.
Yeah. Like, you know, we've had discussions before where I think that, especially with the youngins, I think there's way too much emphasis put on body types, right? Like I mean, you take a look at the duo in New Orleans, for instance, fucking, you know, Zion and B.I. Both those guys had body weight issues, you know, with all the speculation. B.I.'s too skinny. He needs to bulk up. Okay, he did it. Right, he was fucking 19. Okay, Zion's too chunky. He needs to slim down. Okay, he did that. He was fucking 19 when he came into the league, too. 19-year-olds have these fluctuations in body types. And I get the concern with Zion because that, like, directly, you know, impacted him on an injury. But like these are kids, man. These are kids, and they're going to, you know, they're going to go through these fluctuations in body type. And I think that it's just weird to, like, write them off because of that.
He won't have to say lame shit talking to white girls anymore. He won't have to say lame shit talking to white girls on the phone no more. Maybe he can just be himself now. Just smile. Just look good on camera, baby. That's all you got to do. You feel me?
You mentioned the old mechanic face. He definitely had the and I'm the same way. When I gain weight, I gain it in my cheeks first and then in my stomach and everywhere else. And he had that thing where he was smiling that you couldn't see his ears anymore from the front. You know what I mean? Like the cheeks just kind of like, it's just like piling up some, you know, just like on the side of his head.
Bro, that is a very interesting insight. I love it. I have never thought that in my life, but yo.
It's like when you pull the blinds open, you know, the vertical blinds, and it's just like, well, they can't disappear. Like they're going to move over, but they do stack up over there, you know?
Nah, that man looking, hey, good for him. I'm happy for him.
He's looking good.
It'll
Me
probably
too.
Show up on the court, too. It'll probably show up on the court. You know what I mean? He's really taking it,
You know, I mean, the thing about Zion is like knees don't get better. You know what I mean? Like, so you have to preserve them as much as possible, you know, and that's where he's had his issues and whatnot. But so I'm just happy it seems like he's taking that seriously, because I want to see Zion play for 15, 20 years. You know what I mean? And at the way, I think the way he was moving at the, you know, as a 19 year old or 20 year old wasn't going to, you know, it didn't seem like he was leading that way. But no, I mean, he's going to take it seriously. I'm happy for that. I'm happy about that.
We have one other Weight Watchers. How much weight did James Harden say that he lost?
That motherfucker said he lost 100 pounds.
Nigga. So, what you want? We 160 now?
Someone tweeted out. Oh, he's talking about when he went to a London strip club. Ain't no way hell you lost 100 pounds, bro. He might have dropped 20-25 around that, but ain't no damn 100, bro. Come on, man.
I mean, James had a little, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't have like, I don't think he wasn't a porker. Like 100 pounds is a lot of weight to drop. You know what I mean?
Porker?
Yeah, bro. Like he wasn't a.
You know, I only see that in like movies from the 50s. I didn't know people.
Hey, bro. I'm a traditionalist. No, but I'm saying, but no, I mean, 100 pounds is like more than a third of his body weight. You know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous from the lie in that way.
Yeah. That's how kids talk about things. You know what I mean?
It's like 100 pounds.
I worked for 100 years today. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's not adult speak. Right. Let's talk about, hey, you know, we're big believers in realistic goal setting. I know when you guys were recording on SoundCloud, drunk, just the two of you, your goal was to be one of the most listened to sports podcasts in the country, right? So
absolutely, the fuck not.
Bro, we didn't give a fuck. We were just trying to make it through the pod, man.
One day at a time.
You were looking at that Honey Jack like, one day it's going to be you, me, and Colin Cowherd. Well, let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks. They did some goal setting. I don't know if it was realistic goal setting. It's never good to the public expectations goal setting. I hate it because it's a lose-lose for athletes.
Right.
You can either be honest or you can be not caring enough for the fans or whatever. And so they asked these dudes, first of all, photograph with no flash on, which is not a great look. Mm-hmm. Not the appropriate way to photograph young black basketball players.
Yeah.
The fucking Polaroids. They took a Polaroid picture and then asked them to write their goal on it for the season.
Like a Blair Witch photo? I didn't see the shit. Like, what it looked like. They look like shadows in that motherfucker.
Basically, yeah.
They look like the ghouls and ghosts. That's crazy as fuck.
So most of them wrote championship. And then Tyler, was it Clint Capella?
Yeah, Clint Capella was like all defense, Eastern Conference Finals. Like, it was like four motherfuckers like that said championship. And this motherfucker was realistic as hell. He was like, bro, I'm just out here trying to defend the pick and roll and put up a good fight against Giannis in the playoffs. I respect it for real. I can't even front.
I think saying the Eastern Conference Finals in the East is like a reach. You feel me? That East deep as fuck.
As far as saying Hawks are winning the NBA championship this year.
But I'm saying like that's a lie. What he did was reach. They lied. There is no fucking way on earth that is going to happen, bro. You feel me?
All right, the other topic, I'm so sorry, I'm forgetting. There's someone who loves our podcast who brought this up about the Celtics interim coach, and I'm forgetting her name because I don't have Twitter up in front of me. But someone pointed out, Tyler, I think, pointed out, first of all, that the Celtics coach was the rare white name but not a white guy instance. Yes. in the NBA, along with a Bernie Bickerstaff.
Yes, the Bernie Bickerstaff phenomenon. I had no idea Bernie Bickerstaff was black until I saw him, bro. I thought that was an old Jewish man. I ain't gonna lie to you. And this dude, Joe Mazzulla, he's a double Z. Joe Italian Mazzulla. Last name. Yeah, like you
Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, you got to throw the T in front of the Z when you say the double Z in Italian. Yeah. He's a Mazzulla, right? Like super fucking Italian. And bro looks like me. And I was like, God damn, what the fuck? Yeah, so that I was taken aback with that. I did not expect that at all, bro.
But so, anyway, someone responded and was like, it's the reverse Tirico.
Hey, who's that white dude that we listened to as kids that everybody was shocked he was white when we found out? What's this? He's one of the dudes, one of the five people that your parents played when you was cleaning, dog. You know what I mean?
Talking about Michael McDonald?
Not Michael McDonald. No, it's a white dude. That's a white dude too, but it's not, it sounds like a black ass name, and he seemed like he black as fuck too. I forget his name, bro. What the fuck is his name?
It was like an R&B singer. I know you're talking about it. It goes around on Twitter like every year that people rediscover that he's not black.
I forget his name. What you won't do for love, dude. What's his name?
Yeah. What you won't do?
Yeah. What the fuck is his name?
Man, write that shit in the motherfucking Googles. We act like we ain't got Google. Yeah. We on a computer right now, nigga. Let me see. What is that? Something. I forget. Anyway. That reminds me of that shit. That's all I had to say. What the fuck? What is that nigga? What you want to do for love? Bobby Caldwell.
That's it.
Bobby Caldwell.
Dude. How many Caldwells do you know that are white?
Yeah. Never seen.
And then a Bobby? Bro. Bobby Caldwell? Bro, that's like a Negro League shortstop, nigga. Right. And he was cold as fuck. You know what I mean? That's the equivalent of fucking Mazzulla, or especially Bickerstaff. He's probably the only black Bickerstaff. His family might be the only black Bickerstaff. I've never heard.
You know what I'm saying?
That is so rare. But anyway.
I was super shocked because there's a Bickerstaff family in Long Beach. They're like big donors to the university, and they are not black.
Of course not.
Very course much not black. They're translucent. So. They are no direct sunlight. They are a SPF 175 family. You know what
God
I mean?
God damn.
Yes.
all right. Let's talk about the news was announced, I think, while we were recording on Sunday that Rihanna will be the Super Bowl halftime show. I've been hearing it was going to be Taylor Swift, so I am thrilled to hear that it's going to be Rihanna. What did you guys think about this? How excited are you for that?
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm a big fucking Rihanna fan. I think Auntie is like a phenomenal album. I'm one of the people who I'm not really clamoring for new music from Rihanna. I would love it if she gave us another album. But I feel like if Auntie is the note that she goes out on, that's a perfect career to me. Like it's that phenomenal of an album to me. And she's got like so many fucking hits, like 30 number ones or some outrageous shit. Like she. Everyone's like, is she gonna drop? Does this mean some new material's coming? Is a new album coming? Probably not. Right? Like, she's got a deep enough catalog to where she can run off about, you know, 10, 12 of her hits and not give us any new shit. And the Super Bowl isn't a place where you break out the new shit anyway. You know what I mean? So
I've been seeing shit on Instagram about her, you know, pulling up in studios and shit like that. Maybe she's just chilling for fun, fucking around, whatever. But I don't know. Maybe there's some new music. It's interesting. She hasn't performed in so long, while all of a sudden. It wasn't like, you know, like she didn't have the opportunity to perform like in big stages like this. Why now? So I hope that comes with new music. Rihanna before Anti was like, I'm killing shit on TRL. I'm going for the money. Anti was like, I'm making a music. I'm making an album that I like. And it just happened and everybody else liked it as well. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that was 2016, one of the best years of music that I've ever experienced. Wasn't that 2016?
Yeah, it was
2016. And that was one of the top five albums that year. You know what I'm saying? For me. So yeah, bro. Like I would, she doesn't have to. Like, that's a great note to go out on. But, you know, after that album, like I would love to hear some more Rihanna shit, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But much, you know, I'll actually watch that halftime show. I don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift. Tyler, you fuck with some Taylor Swift joints though, right? I know you're against her barbecue takes with the vegan shit. You weren't a fan of what she was like. This is real barbecue.
It's a couple joints she got, like a couple of her singles that I got, like Shake It Off and shit like that. But I'm not a Swiftie by any measure.
Tyler and I like Adele.
There was another Poppy White chick. The one that put the banana Perry. Towards Migos' head.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Fucking,
she put the banana towards Quavo's head. Like, everybody's like, come on. Come on.
Yeah, but Katy Perry.
I tried to, you know, whenever someone hits like that level of success, I always listen to their stuff. Like, I like pop culture. I like knowing what people are talking about. You know what I mean? When they're making references and shit. I tried to listen to Taylor Swift. I just didn't really like get it. You know what I mean? I don't know. I didn't really connect with it. Usually, if someone's that popular or they have fans that are that intense, I'm like, okay, it's not for me, but I see what they like or whatever. I just didn't like, I don't know. It didn't seem that well written to me. And I feel like a lot of people really liked her songwriting and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just very like bland. I don't know.
Yeah. This is an anti-country take. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, country got some shit, bro. You feel
Char
me?
Char went through a country music period, and I was listening to some of this stuff. There's some good, especially the like less commercial stuff is good.
The
old shit
is fire. And then a lot of like the Spanish music I like has country vibes to it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a big fucking Chris Stapleton fan. I think he's got maybe perhaps the best male voice in all of music.
That's Char's favorite. That's Char's favorite.
Yeah, he is unbelievably good, bro. But so yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a big Katy Perry fan. I was a big Teenage Dream album fan. I think that's a perfect fucking pop album. Like, literally perfect.
Right. Yeah. And I understand that. Char and I were actually just talking about, we went to that show last weekend. We were talking about on the way home, who have we not seen live that we would really like to see live? And she says, she's like, Chris Stapleton is probably the only musician that I really love that we haven't seen live that's still, you know, active or whatever. And then we were talking about, would you want to go to a Chris Stapleton show, though? You know what I mean? It was like, probably not.
Maybe be my type of people at that show. But maybe
in L.A., but still, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. Probably not.
Tyler, maybe who's people that you haven't seen that you want to see? I know you usually catch most people that you fuck with.
Yeah, shit, me and wifey for sure hitting up that motherfucking Renaissance tour next summer.
Okay, Beyonce for sure. That makes sense.
We got to make sure we stay signed to the volume through next summer. You feel right, me? That Renaissance tour is going to fucking tax pretty. You. That is going to be some medieval England tax, bro. Yeah. They're going to fiefdom tax your ass to go to that show, bro. Spit,
right. and I'm always the guy who I don't need to see huge acts in concerts. And it's not even me being a hipster like I like to acts before they blow up. It's I don't want the headache that comes with the arena show.
It's just not
and
the
crowds
and right,
coming in
and all that.
And parking and coming out.
Yeah, I will for sure put up with those headaches to see her perform this Renaissance album, because that album is fucking remarkable.
That's your favorite album this year, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. That's my album of the year. No question.
He's listened to that album. You put your stats up. You've listened to that album as much as you've listened to all other albums combined.
Right.
<this year.
laughs> I've been running that motherfucker into the dirt, boy. That shit is amazing, man.
I agree with you. I would say the top of my list is actually probably Silk Sonic, because all the all of the old people I know who've gone to see Silk Sonic have had a great fucking time in Las Vegas seeing them at the fucking MGM or wherever they are, with a little hotel, not bringing the kids. Yeah. I think it was our homie Trey. I know we all follow him, who is Tariko Hairline on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was like, he took his wife to Silk Sonic, and he was like, whatever it costs. If you've been married for a minute, get your wife to the Silk Sonic show.
Hey, sound advice. And that motherfucker been married for a minute.
Right.
Oh, man. Someone say him and his wife were trying to fill out a full fucking football team after that game. You know what I mean? But
don't they have?
He's got a brood over there for sure.
Yeah, they got a brood indeed. But I think like for me, it's like Travis Scott and Cardi, Playboy Cardi. I want to see like this is energy. And I'm not going to be in no mosh pit. I'm going to be in the balcony, baby. We just going to look down on the youths losing their mind. I just want to feel the energy of that shit. I've heard so many good things. Like my little brother went to the Travis Scott joint. He was like, bro, John, I just never felt nothing like that before. And I know as a kid, it probably feels different, but I want to experience that. Also, Steve Lacy, bro. I just want to see that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? His last album. I mean, I'm just really, really interested in seeing Steve do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Live. And I heard he puts on a great show. So when he comes out here, I think me and the shorty going to pull up. You feel me? My wife and I are going to pull up.
Reservations for two, me and my wife. Thanks. I'll be bringing my wife.
My lady. Right. My lady.
As you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. I've got great personal hiring stories relating back to LinkedIn Jobs. I do run a small business, and it's super helpful to have the filters. You can just click one button and get to see everyone you want to talk to. And that's why I tell everybody LinkedIn Jobs is the place to be. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/JNJ. That's linkedin.com/JNJ, JANDJ to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Start the NFL week off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay every Thursday from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get free bets back if your NFL same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Great game with the Bengals this Thursday. Can't wait. We've got volume teammate Joe Burrow, Joe super cool out there leading the Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase, I would take my three or four legs over here. I would have, let's see, the Bengals to win. I would take the over because I always root for the over. I'll take the over on the player props for Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase for sure. Build your own same game parlay or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL every Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code JANJ if you don't already have an account. That's promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, to get free bets back if your SGP doesn't hit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states, 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required, refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt, max free bet $5, restrictions apply, see terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. We've used Angie at my house. We had some work done. We had some painting done. We were able to find a bunch of really qualified people with good rates through Angie and pick someone we were really happy with. It was super easy to use the app, super easy to connect with someone. We got the call right away, so we didn't have to sit around and wait.
Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installation, or cleaning. Angie has simplified finding help for home projects. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects from start to finish.
Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
All right, guys, I'm a corny person. I'm always on the side of the corny person in a corny versus cool person debate. I live in my hometown, 2 miles from where my mom lived. I married my fucking high school crush. You know what I mean?
That's not corny.
That's wholesome.
It's corny.
That's wholesome.
As a father, when the like Russell Wilson versus future shit comes up, I'm always on the Russell Wilson side of those type of arguments. You know what I mean? Be with someone who treats you well and loves you. Blah, 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 blah. All that corny shit. And it's fulfilling, but I recognize it's not corny. But this motherfucker, Russell Wilson.
This fucking guy.
He's gone too far. And I think I H-word this man. I really do. I cannot fucking stand his face. I cannot stand the sound of his voice. God, and damn. I cannot stand this fucking Subway ad that he did. Talking about this spicy fucking rap that doesn't have any spice in it, Tyler.
No, you showed me the ingredients, and the spiciest thing on that motherfucker was like mustard or provolone. Goddamn. That shit wasn't spicy at all. And that fucking ad he did on his TikTok or whatever, that shit's weird as fuck, bro. Super fucking weird. But yeah, I'm by no means like a beacon of coolness myself either. You know what I mean? So I'm not the guy to, you know, act like I'm the fucking arbitrator of cool. But Russell Wilson, man, like even me as a not cool guy, you know, I am comfortable saying that motherfucker's corny, bro. But I want to talk about, you know, I listened to a pod with, you know, Bomani and Dominique Foxworth when they were discussing Russell Wilson. And they were discussing how, you know, all his teammates, you know, drag that man's name through the dirt. Like, you haven't seen a single teammate, like, ever come out and support him. And they made the point that people, especially Russell's teammates, they don't hate him because he's corny. They're, like, there's plenty of corny people who are well-liked. They hate Russell because he's phony. It's like nobody knows who Russell really is. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen so many different versions of him, you know, every time he pops out, and we have really no grasp on who this dude is.
Why phony? Like what? Why do you, I mean, because he's been consistently this lame ass.
No. He took a big turn after the interception at the end of the Super Bowl when they're on the 1 yard line. They should have given it to Marshawn. Mm-hmm. And he threw an interception to the Patriots to lose that Super Bowl.
We all remember that. Yeah,
his
yeah.
interview right after that game was a real personality turn where he went out and was adamantly, like, his brain couldn't process that he lost. And he was adamantly like, this is what God wanted to happen because this is going to lead me to greater glory. Like, and it was one of the weirdest interviews I've ever seen. It was clear that there was a type of honesty there, but it was an honesty about him being phony.
Right. Like,
and from that point, he's just been Mr. Like, I don't know. Even the way he talks about his family, like it's a fucking business venture or something. It's just a very weird dude.
We have never heard this man say a negative thing. Not one. And he's a quarterback. Right, quarterbacks will flat out tell you, we played like shit today. We need to do better. We have never gotten that from Russell. Never. Like, when the Seahawks beat the Niners 11-10, he said that was championship football, bro.
He said that was a heck of a game. Like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen, dog. This is not good football. This is the worst football ever.
If he's always been this nigga, then why? How is he? Maybe he is that dude. You feel me,
bro? Have you seen? No. Like, there's times where he seems real fucking. He seems blacker than he does at a time. Have you seen the fucking clip of him and his family going through suits that he should wear and shit?
No.
He's black as hell in that clip. And then he does that Subway shit where he's fucking calling up a mustard wrap spicy.
These banana peppers are dangerous.
Yeah, it's, you can't get a read on that dude, man.
Banana peppers are good, man. Maybe not dangerous.
They're not spicy.
I'm a fan of banana peppers.
They're not dangerous.
No.
All right, I'm glad we're on this. I almost feel
like they don't fuck with him because, like, if you corny to me and you don't take yourself serious, then I'll fuck with you. But if you corny and take yourself serious, that's when it's like, bro, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Please, my nigga, like, beat it. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck around me. So I think he just, I mean, he takes himself very, very seriously. He takes that corny shit very seriously and is like, That's what's you know, probably would be
off putting. He might take himself the most seriously of any person in the country. Like, he takes himself so fucking seriously.
And that's
seriously.
Kind of annoying, period, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
but like Tyler said, like, he's
unless
like
you're the president of the United States or you're president of country. Like, if you know, like, it's just kind of weird playing football, you know, playing a sport, even like us, like just commentating on this shit. I can't take this shit seriously. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Nor should you. It's all fucking fun and games. But it's what Tyler said. They won 11-10 in a game in which the opposing quarterback walked out of the back of the end zone to give him 2 points. They won 11-10. But in his brain, he's like, I just won a really critical game on national television. I gotta go give that interview. And it's just like, dude,
that's
like,
Russell. That's even, who he
even,
is.
Even the weird, even like weirdos like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are gonna get on TV and be like, I know it wasn't the prettiest game, but like we're 2-1, and that's beautiful to me. Like, you know what I mean? Throw us a wink in the I take myself too seriously, not a man, I tell you what, that was a heck of a football game. And it was like, our eyes are bleeding, Russell.
Worst
Do you not see the blood?
It's the worst nationally televised football game I've maybe ever seen in my life, dog. It was like 9 consecutive punts in this game. Russell, you're the quarterback. It was not a good football game, bro.
It ended interestingly, so he's focusing on that.
I'll throw this out there because I had heard this from, obviously won't reveal sources, but I heard this from a couple people I knew in the Seahawks organization. I've seen this start to go public. Russell Wilson is a dude who requested and at times has received his own shower separate from the team.
He took himself too seriously, bro.
That's different in the NFL. That is a different kind of, you know what I mean? That's a different kind of a move. So definitely take himself too seriously.
Maybe he's uncomfortable. And
maybe he's a little self-conscious there.
Maybe he's... I go put... But brother,
speaking of uncomfortable, you guys fucking really ruined my day in the fucking group chat when you pointed out to me that Rachel Dolezal has started a fucking OnlyFans. Why did Twitter do this to any of us?
Twitter is hell. I cannot.
You're just trying
I
to find out the latest sports updates, and here's fucking Rachel Dolezal.
Fucking Rachel Dolezal. I left Twitter for like 1 hour and came back, and my timeline was ablaze with this white woman of color's fucking OnlyFans account. What the fuck is wrong with Twitter, man?
John, don't say anything you're about to say right now.
I'll say this much. She done fooled me, and I'll leave it at that. She done fooled me, buddy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ain't gonna lie to you, my buddy. I'll just be... All I'll say is, I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it.
All right. Speaking of very confusing and complicated racial dynamics, we had a great conversation on the last podcast about foods that are better when racists cook them, and we got a lot of feedback. We got a lot of chatter out there about this topic, and a couple people had some points that I felt we needed to revisit. Huge mistake for us to leave pizza off of this list. Mm-hmm. Huge mistake.
I've never had, maybe, have I had racist pizza?
Have you had pizza in New York made by a white person?
Yeah, you have absolutely.
Yeah, I've had racist pizza then. Yeah.
And was it not famously the best pizza, the pizza in New York made by white people?
The best pizza that I've had was an SF.
Oh, at Tony's?
Yeah. Ah,
well, Tony comes from Italy, my brother, and I have bad news for you about people who come from Italy.
Aha!
I hear you. We might have overlooked the Germans here, who make the best sausages in the world, too. And we all know their reputation, so... Yeah, at that addendum there.
Are we like going to talk about this until we realize it?
Is that the sausage they make? Is that Polska kielbasa? Is that the... Those are the sausages that we're talking about?
Well, okay, Polska kielbasa is Polish, which is
that's
Germanic.
What, that's what I figured. You know, yeah. But it's Germanic? Okay.
I would not say that the Polish were a part of the German racism, though. I think that was more being enacted upon them. But Germans... Yeah, I mean, the sausage... I think maybe if we talk about it long enough, we realize that everyone's racist and that food tastes good. Maybe that's ultimately what this is.
What is German sausage? I'm really
it's
interested.
It's sausage. They invented sausage, basically.
Isn't Oktoberfest a big deal in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it? It probably is.
Lynx sausages generally, that's German.
I'm a big sausage fan. That's where I'm more interested. I just don't know. I want the racist sausage. That's what I'm saying.
Racist.
Bro, as suspect as that may sound.
Bratwurst and shit like that. That's German.
Okay.
I've definitely had
a good brat.
My favorite food chain that I no longer have access to that might have been the most racist food chain was a sausage place called Jody Maroney's.
And
they had every different, kind of like the pizza place I told you about, John, in SF you were talking about, where they have every different kind of oven so they can make every different kind of pizza. Mm-hmm. They had every kind of sausage at Jody Maroney's. Mm. So you could go in and get like a beer brat on like a roll with whatever on it. You could go in and get a spicy Italian sausage sandwich. It was like any different. So they had it in Long Beach State. And when I had scrounged up enough money, that would be the fucking lunch instead of the 99-cent spicy chicken sandwich from Carl's Jr., was Jody Maroney's, but the name of the chain was Jody Maroney's, so I know it was a racist somewhere back there.
I think the best sausage I ever had was I think the best sausage I ever had was probably Boudin, in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Like they put that in like gumbo and shit like that. That shit was fire. Also, what was that other roll we had? It was like rice and all that shit. Do you remember what that was called?
I do not.
And when we was out there in New Orleans, it was something else. But anyway. I don't know.
The other thing someone pointed out was maybe it's not just racist. Maybe it's like bigotry and hatred in general because Chick-fil-A.
Crazy.
Go crazy. Oh, and man. Shar and I have discussed that at length. Like we got a lot of gay friends and everything. And I just like, I'll donate. If you want me to donate money to offset this, like the carbon credits that the fucking oil companies do or whatever, I'll do whatever you want me to do. But I am getting the chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if we talked about this. The reason Chick-fil-A is good because like there's not a bunch of different, you know, ingredients that go into the Chick-fil-A sandwich. So you know exactly what you're going to get. So I don't know if it's really as good as we think it is or it's just
consistent.
The minimum that like the worst sandwich is really close to the best because there's only like pickles. You know what I'm saying? On the sandwich.
Peanut oil,
like,
bro. That's the motherfucking you said what? Cheat code. They fry it in peanut oil.
Okay.
They're like the only fast food franchise that uses peanut oil. That's why it tastes so unique to us.
But also, I fuck with like the crispy chicken sandwich, the spicy chicken sandwich. What's it called? Wendy's. That shit went crazy because there wasn't a whole bunch of shit. The thing with Popeyes is you don't know what you're going to get. It depends on the mood of the motherfucker making your sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Mood don't matter when you're making a Chick-fil-A sandwich when it's just bread, chicken, and fucking pickles. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, regardless of who's making it, it's, you know, it's always going to hit a minimum. You know what I'm saying? Their worst sandwich is still pretty good because it's not a bunch of ingredients.
Bro, their dipping sauce is for nuggets and their sandwich, too. Like, if I'm getting a fucking, sandwich combo, I'm like, yeah, I need some Polynesian sauce with that motherfucker, too.
For sure. Because
I'm dipping that bitch every bite after that
motherfucker. That Polynesian.
Oh,
dip.
It's so fucking good.
That Polynesian. And they got the best sauce, too, man. Racism is doing numbers when it comes to food, bro. You know what I'm saying? Good job, racism.
All right, before we get out of here, we got to do our weekly House of Dragons rundown. The time skip. What'd you think, gentlemen?
I cannot believe that Sir Cole is still a bitter bitch 10 years later. I cannot believe that Allison is still minding that woman's pussy 10 years later. It was just a whole lot of hating going on that I thought would have been absolved over time. But 10 years, like fucking Sir Cole, bro, you still mad because she ain't want to come to the fucking countryside and eat cinnamons and oranges with you? Like, hang it up, dog. It's so oranges and cinnamon, dog. Like, you wanted that woman. You wanted that woman to abandon a life of luxury as a princess to eat a candle scent with you, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? The nerve of that motherfucker. I can't believe the 180 he has taken as a character where he was like, oh, the stand-up guy who's willing to fucking die for an era. Now he's a bitch. I can't stand him. Like, he's probably my least liked character so far. And we had a motherfucker who burned his whole family up this episode. And he's, like, he's way worse than Laris to me, bro.
He didn't want his family to burn. He was setting his son up for the L though. But yeah, but I think the thing that you don't like is that old boy's a bitch. That's the problem. You can be evil or but just don't be a fuck nigga. You being a fuck nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Over some silly shit. You feel me? And I think that's the issue. But also talking about like luxury. Did you see that big ass rat in the king's crib? Like, that's his own, like, dog, that motherfucker.
So imagine what the ship looks like he wanted her to go on, though.
Right. So that orange and cinnamon shit, bro, like, wherever she was going would have been literal hell to us, okay? They have fucking rats walking across the mantle in the king's fucking lair. You know what I mean? What the fuck? Come on, bro. Of course she didn't want to go do that shit with you. But I wish they would have, they made the queen, they just made her look older, right? They doctored her up.
And no,
they
it's got a different actress.
That's a different actress?
Yeah.
Oh, the queen looked like the same one, but she looked just like they put some old makeup on her. That's a different actress?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shit, because I said, why did they do that with the queen, with the princess too? But yeah, damn, they look the exact same. That's why I don't even know who the fuck their names are.
White woman face syndrome.
Right. White woman face syndrome, bro. You feel me? Damn.
Got that. Char is a chronic sufferer, too, of what she calls white face blindness. It's just like a...
And this ain't racism. This is reparations. We just getting y'all back from all that other shit y'all was saying about us. We just telling the truth.
So these are micro reparations, as the homegirl says.
Micro reparations. As well.
I want to echo Tyler's comments, and I want to try and do a Tyler face and expression if I can to signify that I'm saying this word in all caps, that Sir Cole is a bitch. Oh, I cannot stand this fucking man, bro. Hey, look, be a bitch. Be bitter that, you know, you didn't want to be her whore. And so, you know, someone else slid into the whore slot on the fucking stable. But, like, with the kids, bro. That was the thing to me, like, just as a dad, I was like, Char was making fun of me because I woke up on Monday morning, I woke up the next morning and I was like, I got to go to the gym because I need to fight something. I still need to fight something. The way he treated those kids, bro, and it's like, those are the kids of the woman that you allegedly loved enough to want to get her to eat oranges and cinnamon with you as a homeless person for the rest of your life. And you're sicking these grown up, ugly ass kids on those little kids. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you, bro. I seriously had like, you know, when you were a kid and you have that pent up, like, oh, I could just tell I'm gonna get in a fight in the next couple days. I had to go to the gym and work that shit out. I was so angry at that man, bro.
Yeah, that was some foul shit. He really wanted a fucking 7-year old to get the shit beat out of him because his mom, you know, didn't want to fucking run off with him 10 years ago. That was some foul shit. Like I said, homie who burned his whole family up, like, that's par
fair
for
play.
The
game
Thrones,
is a
right?
game. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right? That's Game of Thrones.
You're doing that.
That's Game of Thrones. We used to
exactly. That's par for the course of Game of Thrones. You
but
made
being
a
bitch is never okay.
Yeah. You made a move to get in closer with the crown. That's how that show works. I get it.
Right, right.
But being a bitch for just for no other reason than being a bitch, I cannot condone that.
Nah. And him getting his ass beat after that. I didn't realize how much I hated him or despised him immediately in that episode when he was getting his ass whooped. And I felt so satisfied by him getting fucking worked in front of everybody. You feel what I'm saying?
I liked it, but I wasn't satisfied.
You said what?
I liked him, but I wasn't satisfied. And that's when I knew how much I hated him because I was turning my shoulders as he was getting punched. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you were throwing the punches. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, right, right. But nah, and we also see that the Queen's kids is weak as fuck because that little 7-year-old has some shit for that man. You feel me? He has shit for that 17-year-old or whatever the fuck. So I'm ready to
who
see him.
Who just wants to jerk off from the fucking balcony. Like, he doesn't, that motherfucker doesn't want to be the king. Like, what was she? When she was in there, like, you are the challenger to the throne.
Big
it's like,
Joffrey
he just wants
vibes.
To be a rich kid, bro.
Big
he just wants
Joffrey
to be a
vibes, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't wait till he drink that poisonous liquid or whatever. But I wanted to see him go out bad, too. I hate his ass, too. And he only been in that motherfucker about 14 right. seconds. And I'm already ready to see his ending. You know what I'm saying? His demise.
Stand that little 12-year-old motherfucker.
I can't stand that little motherfucker. Well, they showed him, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
get him the fuck out of here, bro. But that's how we feel with this Game of Thrones, bro. We saw somebody stabbed in the baby. After that, bro, we numb. A 12-year-old? Oh, that's it's about time anyway. They should have been out of here. You feel me? Fuck you mean?
The other thing, Tyler, you know, there's a lot of conversation about Alicent being like the real villain of the show or whatever. And I definitely appreciated some of your comments on that. That it's just like, just let your fucking friend fuck who she like. Why do you give right. a fuck?
The
like,
fuck? She, got her dad, you know what I'm saying, booted. I think she hot about that. But also, bro, like your dad served you up, you know what I'm saying, for power, bro. He was weak as hell, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, dog, you mad over that? You know, you tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, she's basically mad because Rhaenyra out here fucking whoever she wants. You could do that, too. Who the fuck is stopping you? Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to be a player hater, be a congratulator.
And she is doing that. It looks like she's fucking I mean, you know what I mean? It looks like she's fucking Larys, or at least, like, you know, she's
there's
headed
tension
in that
there.
Direction.
I don't know. It's tension there for sure. I don't know if it's happened yet. It might. But, yeah, like I tweeted out, Allison is, you remember in like elementary school when the teacher would leave the room and she would tell someone to write the names of whoever talked and she would like pick your friend to do it and you thought, oh, I'm in the clear. I can just chat it up. I can
right,
use
right,
chatty
right,
patty
right.
talk.
We good.
Then
we
the
good,
teacher comes back and your friend snitches on you. Like that's who Allison is, bro.
You
Allison
gotta beat
that is
that nigga
friend.
Ass too, though. Yeah. Y'all gotta square off after that too. Like, bro, I thought you were, nigga, oh, we gotta fight about this. I'm gonna fuck with you at recess afterwards, but we gotta fight first. But nah, man, like that shit, like that's just weird, bro. This anti-thought, you know what I'm saying? You know, position she's taking, dog. Nah, you could thought too, baby. Take advantage. Got that old ass nigga. You making a bad decisions. You know what I'm saying? Being you know, faithful to that motherfucking ghoul that you gotta look at every morning. You just mad, dog. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and
that man has
out.
Just
buy a real one real quick. You know what I'm saying? You just hating.
He just like coughs too hard and has parts of his body falling off, bro. I need him to die, bro.
He passed out in the one. I thought he was gone. And then you bring his ass back with 3 strings of hair. Get this fucking.
got the little Wayne.
Get this zombie the fuck out of my face, please. Damn, motherfucker. Crazy.
The only thing Char pointed out about Alicent that I'll throw out there because I think it's an interesting argument was she feels like Alicent doesn't fully care about the king, about like who's on the throne or whatever, but that her dad successfully convinced her, hey, if she ends up on the throne, your kids are dead. Like your kids are deaded the fuck out. And so that she's acting from her speech to Aegon was like, truly acting from a place of self-preservation for her kids. Like, you need to take this shit serious because you're either going to be the king or you're going to get executed. Like, it's one or the other. You're not going to get to be a rich kid in this fucking castle.
But Rhaenyra gave her the option. But, like, marrying off the, you know, the kids and all that shit, like, to show, like, yo, we family. She couldn't, like, you know what I'm saying? That kind of, like, took that. You
she
know,
bought into the honor
away.
Shit. She
right,
bought into
right.
all that bullshit. Yep.
Yeah, I'm saying, but Rhaenyra gave her the option when she was like, "Yo, let's marry our kid, marry whatever the fuck."
Really is looking at Rhaenyra's kids like they're bastards.
Like your kid wasn't just jerking in a fucking window. You know right, what I'm saying? Right, like, you know what I'm saying? That fucking clown, bro. Like, dog.
But her and Cole are united in the anti-whore, anti-bastard coalition. I couldn't believe that man said the C word, bro.
bro. I was like, bro, get it. And also, like, what was it the when he beat out in the, and I just saw the last episode too, him beating homie like to a like to where his face didn't exist anymore. Like, what was that about? I get a chance to talk to y'all about, like, what was, like, because he said we had to keep a secret. Did he not want that dude to know his secret or something?
Yeah, I think he was angry as fuck that Rhaenyra didn't want him, and he dressed, and he also knew that he couldn't have, you know, the secrets about her get out. I think he was doing his duty of protecting, you know, the fucking secrets there, but also he was just angry as fuck about being, you know, shot down, so he wanted to take it out on that man's face, and he did.
He been a bitch.
He Damn. Fucked him up.
He fucked him up bad, bro.
Bro, that the face, the bone structure on that one side was gone. You feel me? Like,
oh, it was flopping around and shit.
Bro, it was just meat on that side. I'm like, I was surprised they showed it, because here it seems like they don't show the gore as much. Like, they'll, instead of showing the fight, they cut it and just show them dragging the crab dude out the fucking cave and shit. You know what I mean? I was surprised they showed that. I was like, damn, that was... Anyway, but...
All right. On that note, I believe that's all the time we have for Jenkins and Jones this week.
Once you talk about hamburger meat by the face, you know what I mean? It's time to go ahead and sign out. Right.
All right. Hope everyone has a good rest of the week and weekend. We'll see y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.